a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world. Wait for it. One ohm at a time. Here on this week on the Dr. Kevin Show, we are going to be having my Web of Light TV show co-host. Even though Web of Light, the Web of Light TV show, is currently on hiatus, it will come back out newer, stronger, and more fabulous than before, because it has me and this woman as its co-host, so it can't be anything less than fabulous. And that is none other than Lori Powers Otto. She is co-hosting with me today, both because of her book that she has out, Mother Earth, We Can Save Her, as well as all of these great and fabulous and wonderful stuff that are going on with a bunch of different teenagers from different approaches, all with the same message, to our politicians, to our adults, to our climate change naysayers. And it's, if you're not going to grow up and be an adult and save the earth, then we're going to have to take over and do it for you. Or shame you into doing it. You know, and I'm not a big person that says you should shame people, but some of these people should be very ashamed that not only are not trying to move things forward to help with climate change, but are saying things and making decisions to actually send us in the wrong direction. Why, may you ask? Well, as a good friend of mine, Matt Connerton, always says, follow the money, because they're greedy. And they think that they will not live long enough to have to suffer the effects, and they can have a few more million dollars in their pockets that they won't live long enough to spend. And to hell with the people that have to get stuck with the earth that their greed and chosen blindness created. So we're not going to do a hot topic today, because I think this is the hot topic of the day. And I want to invite all of you to call in on today's show, weigh in. You can either be part of this conversation by calling in 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. And you can be part of today's dialogue. Or you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. I have this posted, pinned to the top of that timeline, and I'm going to leave it up there for several days. If you are hearing this after the fact of it being 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday night, and it's no longer a live call-in show but a podcast, you can still go to the facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Make sure you like the page when you're there. I'm a likable guy, trust me. You can still comment. You can still share things. You can still put things on the timeline. And so you can still, in your own way, participate. And if you have a question for either Lori or I, we will be more than happy to bop over to the timeline and give you our insider guidance or, I don't know, the best place to get your bubble gum. I don't know. It depends on what your question is, I guess. So we are going to start. So we're going to do this. We're going to get right into it. Lori is the author, again, the author of the book, Mother Earth, We Can Save Her. I just realized I left the her off it when I wrote the comment on the comment thing. Bad Dr. Kevin. I'll dead it. We can save. Oops, I might want to write her there, right? That's okay, you know? If people are laughing at me, they're leaving other people alone. So, Lori.
Yes.
You know, the Dr. first one Kevin. we're going to Yes, the first one I'm going to talk about, and I'm sure we'll talk about her more than once, is Greta, but I want to introduce some of these other just incredible teenagers to the world as well. So Greta Thunberg, tell me what you think and tell me any parallels between what she's saying or who she is or what she's doing with what you've written in your book.
First of all, I have to say, Greta has become my new hero. This young lady is doing something we should all be doing, and she's got more kahunas than anybody I've ever met. I love her message. I loved her speech. I actually have seen three or four of her speeches, and her passion, everything about her is just amazing. Her passion, her knowledge, her facts are amazing. And I love this, love her because of who she is, but also because she takes my book and goes a step beyond. My book is to get everybody thinking on the topic and getting everybody started in easy ways to accomplish this. She is more strongly putting that message out there because we are out of time. We don't have more time to mess around. And we need people to listen to this young lady and buy my book and start now, right now.
Okay, well, there you go. So for those of you, first of all, on the Dr. Kevin Facebook.com, My Dr. Kevin page, I have put three different talks that she has done. One is, and if I find any others, one is her discussion to the UN. And in that, and then I also have her on the Noah Trevor show, and then there is a YouTube video. A TEDx talk. They're all YouTube videos, yeah. But there's a TEDx talk. I only got a chance to listen to two. I had not got a chance to listen to the TEDx talk, but I'm sure it's just as impressive. Have you listened to the TEDx talk, by the way?
I did. I listened to all of these three. And her, like I said, her passion, her emotion. This is where we should all be. We can't be in denial. We have to stand up to these bullies and these short-sighted people. I'm trying to be nice with my wording here because we should be angry. And I believe it's in the TEDx talk. It might have been in the UN. But in one of them where she says to these people in power, we will not forgive you.
And that was the
To the UN. Okay.
Yep. I mean, UN. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
We can't. We can't forget them. And, you know, and all these bullies attacking her for not being in school, she's doing something they should have been doing 20 years ago. The science has been here all along.
Well, it's very interesting. One of the things that stood out to me in the Trevor Noah show when he said, you know, how is climate change handled differently here than in Sweden, which is where she's from. And she said, well, over there, you know, over here, people discuss whether it's something to believe or not, when over there, we've all known for years it's true. It's what we're doing about it.
Right. It's and a fact. Right.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting, and you've got to expect that this is going to happen because of the emotional non-existent emotional IQ of her quote unquote adversaries.
Yes.
That, you know, they're trying to dismiss her as what can she know? She's a child. When she can run circles around them and is clearly what we called once upon a time the term idiot savant. And I'm sure that's probably not politically correct anymore, but if you question the IQ of this girl, I'd be questioning your IQ.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, go ahead. Do you want to say something?
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, they're bullying her because she has Asperger's. Okay? I'm sorry. This girl has more balls than they will ever have. She has more emotional intelligence, more intellectual intelligence. She knows her facts. She's not just spewing crap. This is all verifiable information. This girl is a genius.
That's just it. I mean, she's a genius. She is quoting facts. She's quoting scary facts that the ostriches with their head in the sand don't want to look at. They want to look the other way. History will not be kind to these people, but I don't think they care. But one of the things I found most disturbing was that they're trying to dismiss her as being mentally ill.
Right. Right.
Because they can't
dispute the facts she's putting out there, so they're trying to discredit her in the most ridiculous ways.
Yep. But I think that beyond the fact that Greta is giving them facts, doing things, living. I mean, one of the other things in the Trevor Noah is she came to New York via boat because it had less environmental impact than flying on a plane.
Right, a zero emission boat. I mean, come on, this girl's not just trying to seek attention. She is trying to save our lives.
And that in Europe, they say that more people are taking trains, that more people, that literally they have something that they're now referring to as the Greta effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that people are making changes. And of course, she was one of, I think it was five. She was one of a group of children who sued five countries that are not living up to their agreement.
Yes.
And someone may say, oh, and is one of those America? No, because our current bully in chief, the narcissistic, self-absorbed, greedy person that he is, didn't sign the Paris Accords, did not sign, pulled us out of the Paris Accords, did not agree to the fact to be held accountable to do the right thing. Well, of course, if you never do the right thing, how can you feel like you can be accountable? Why would you ever sign anything to make yourself accountable to the right thing? I mean,
right. Well, he won't ever, and he never has. But I mean, he doesn't even care about his own grandchildren and their future. Let that sink in. He doesn't even care about his own family.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And just like he is now is setting up to throw Pence under the bus and Pompano and anybody else for him basically committing high crimes by trying to get a foreign government to get dirt on Biden. On tape, on a call tape, on a transcript, really clear. And yet, she's here. And the other thing, not only that she has to give up, quote unquote, her childhood to do this, do we need to look at her? But we have to look at the fact we have elected people to office and put them in positions of power that say completely inappropriate, nasty, ugly things about a 16-year-old girl who is bringing positive change in the world because it's not the change they want. How low has America sunk?
Right. We should all be ashamed, because he is purposely destroying this country and the world. Now, let's face it, the planet will survive, but we're all going to die if we don't start doing something. There is no future. Yeah. Like, you know, they were saying, well, she should be in school learning how to solve this crisis. By the time she gets through school, this crisis will be so far gone that there's no solving it. And
well,
there may
be
no surviving it.
The funny thing is, the way that she is helping to solve this problem is by not being in school, by making more people aware, getting more people to understand the gravity of the situation, and getting more people to start to hold their elected officials accountable. This is how she is solving the part of the problem that she owns as a 16-year-old child. So they're talking out of their hat.
Exactly.
She is solving the problem. Or she's solving, again, her piece of the problem, the piece of the problem that she can solve.
Exactly. She is doing what she needs to do, but they can't see that because it doesn't make them money.
Nope. And it doesn't keep them in power. It's not going to keep them in power, because the people that own them, that pay money to keep them in power, still need to rape and pillage the land to do that, and still need to be willing to lose 2/3 or more of humanity if it's going to mean that they get to survive a little better, that they can buy their place on the spaceship to take them to the next planet, to the next place where they can then go and spread their toxicity to, when this planet has a period of being uninhabitable. Because this planet will have a period of being uninhabitable the way we're heading.
Yes, it will. And the thing is, and I mentioned this in my book, yes, scientists, astronauts, they're trying to find another planet for us to inhabit. But we can't get to one in time. With our technology today, there is no way anybody is getting out of here. So all these uber rich people, and I have nothing against rich people, God bless them, but all these uber rich people, they're like, well, I'll just buy my way out of this. There is no buying your way out of this. It just doesn't exist.
But there is a certain illusion of my money and my power makes me. And on that note, we'll be right back here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, Why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time. This week we have my Web of Light co-host and good friend, Lori Powers Otto, author of Mother Earth, We Can Save Her. You can get a link to getting her book right here at facebook.com/mydrkevin. We're talking about climate change and children that are changing the world by confronting one idiot at a time. actually, in idiots in large groups. So we spent the first segment talking about Greta, and we're going to get back to Greta. There are some other impressive things she said and did. But I want to talk about some other people, some other young ladies, and in this case, the ones that I found were all young ladies, but I have no doubt that there are some young men out there doing things as well. And I'm not going to pronounce all of their names correctly. And I have all of this, again, on facebook.com/mydrkevin. I have all of the links. I have all the information so that you can follow up, so you can become knowledgeable. Because one of the things that has horrified me is some of these comments that come out show the blind ignorance that lies in so many Americans today, that this is still a debate as if it's even happening, that it is truly terrifying of the ignorant, blindly following Kool-Aid drinkers that are going, oh, no, it was just a bad winter. It was just a bad summer. Oh, climate's always changing. And that's why people like Greta are here now. We have Exaya Bastida. She is a climate justice activist. I have a post of her. She is a 17-year-old climate activist based in New York City, raised in Mexico. Exaya saw firsthand the effects of climate change as her hometown experienced extreme droughts and flooding. After relocating to New York 4 years ago and seeing the damage done by Hurricane Sandy, she knew she had to do something. Channeling her indigenous roots, Exaya hopes to inspire others to care for the earth. People say the climate movement started decades ago, but I see it as indigenous people protecting earth thousands of years ago, she told PBS. We need to bring this philosophy back and weave it into today's society. People are here not to take over life, but to take care of it. It shouldn't be we the people, it should be we the planet. Exaya is a leader in the Fridays for Future movement and has worked alongside Greta to mobilize her peers. She continues to speak at town halls and rallies to inspire her generation and make change happen worldwide. So are you familiar with this particular climate activist as well?
I am not as familiar with her per se, but with her philosophy, yes. And I talk about this in the book. She is absolutely correct. Indigenous people have been protecting this planet always. They know how to live in harmony with her instead of fighting against her, you know, trying to force her to do things she's not meant to do. And she's absolutely right. People are not here to rule this planet. And I talk about that in the book too. why people think we're all that in a bag of chips, when really we are the stupidest species on this planet, because no other planet is trying to destroy the only place they have to live. So yeah, I'm gonna have to really get more familiar with her, because I 100% agree with what she's saying there. I mean, we are here to be stewards, not masters of this planet. We're here to take care of everyone, everything, and, you know, help things go better. But back to what you said, people who say, well, you know, climate's always changing. Yes, but we're accelerating it at a pace that the animals can't keep up. We can't keep up. And, you know, on my Facebook page, we can say her, there's some posts on, you know, it's like something like 200 species of animals, and that includes insects and fish and stuff for all those people who are particular, are dying out every day. They're going extinct. That is not natural. We're causing that.
Yep. Well, and, you know, one of the things is that that this, I just read that is something like we've lost a third in the last 20 years, 30 years, we've lost a third of the bird population.
Right.
A third. Let that sink in, audience. A third. That is not normal. And the thing is, and I saw this, I have to show this beautiful story. I was at Southern New Hampshire AIDS Task Force, where my husband Jeff is a medical case manager. And every year they have a walk, a memorial fundraising walk, where they raise money. And I always go and help and was doing that. And I was on the stage, I think it was before the walk. No, but it was after the walk, actually. And there was this young boy and this young girl. He was like 4 or 5. She was maybe 6, 7, brother and sister. And there was a big old spider. And they were kind of like freaking out. And they were like trying to like poke at it, or, you know, like, what were they going to do? And their 14-year-old brother came up and he was like, stop. Everything on life has a purpose. And everything has the right to live. Now leave it alone. You don't know what the spider is doing for our world. 14.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had people visiting us last year, and they started to try to kill a dragonfly. Now, I was in the house, luckily for them, because I would not have handled that well. And Bruce was like, no, we don't do that here. They belong here. I mean, you know, it's their world, and we're just part of it. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that we are part of this world, that we're part of their world. And
right.
we need to recognize that we're part of their world. So one of the things I did find as we were talking was I found 3 little videos, not quite as extensive as Greta, but about this woman. Again, if you come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, I have all of these things to follow up. I'm following these game changers, these world changers, these visionary teenage women. You know, on Instagram, and I'll be following them on Twitter. And, you know, on one of their accounts, one had like 59, almost 60,000 people. They're getting some traction. And even if you do nothing else, follow them on their social media, bump their numbers up, because that in itself helps, that the word gets
right
out, that you see that. Look at these videos. These videos of the, again, I can't pronounce her name. I didn't have a chance to check it up. Xia, X-I-Y-E, Bastida. These are like all these videos are 3, 4, 5 minutes long. I mean, these are not big videos. So, you know, check her out. Check out Greta. See what they're doing. See what they're saying. Yes, you're going to find it disturbing. You should find it disturbing. You are supposed to be disturbed.
Yeah.
So the last one, which is interesting, Maria Kopany. And it says, you know me as Little Miss Flint. She lists on her, I think it's her Instagram, future president, cheerleader, and role model. I love that.
Right. Right, isn't it? But look at how old she is. This is what amazes me. These kids get it. What is wrong with us adults?
Yep. Yep.
They're making Please. A difference. In... Sorry. Go ahead.
Please. Remember, you can post on facebook.com/mydrkevin or call in at 202-570-7057. Share your wisdom, share your thoughts, share your ideas, become part of the conversation. And if you know of a youth activist out there that is doing things to change the world, please share his or her name, their social media contacts, what they're doing. I'm going to get ready to share with you the story of Marie Kopany. But we want to get as many stories on this timeline as possible. We want to get those stories shared out. When we share those stories out, when we get out, when people maybe will come out of their apathetic, this doesn't involve me. You have no children. You have no grandchildren.
You have no
desire.
No one you care about.
No one you care about.
Right.
You're that self-absorbed, self-centered, and selfish that you don't care if you destroy the planet for all future generations. Oh, you're president of the United States. I recognize you now. Maria Kopany.
No, I was just saying there's more than just the president. There are other people in power around the world that are just as self-absorbed and just as blind and narrow-minded and short-sighted, and that's what we all need to work on changing. Everybody, you know, talks about waking up. This is something we all need to wake up to.
Absolutely. Okay, so I just want to read this for our listeners. Maria Kopany might know me better known by nickname Little Miss Flint because of her work bringing attention to Flint, Michigan's ongoing water crisis. When she was just 8 years old, she wrote to President Barack Obama, oh, we miss those days, asking if he would come to meet with her and others in her community who were affected by the contaminated water. The meeting resulted in $100 million in grants to repair the water system. 8 years old. Now at 12, Little Miss Flint continues to advocate for her community and the environment. Since 2016, Marie has worked with the nonprofit organization Pack Your Back to help over 25,000 children with donations for everything from school supplies to clean water. No, our fight to save the planet didn't start today with the climate strike, and it doesn't end today either, she tweeted, following the global strike last week. Many of us have been putting in the work for years to save our planet. Don't just amplify our voices today, but every day, and support our solutions to save us.
Amen.
12 right. years old.
12.
And can say, honestly, some of us have been working for years, and include herself.
Yeah.
And you sit around and say, oh, well, what can I do? So go ahead.
I was going to say, and too many people, that's exactly, well, I'm just one person. I can't make a difference. Look at these children. They're individually one person. They're all making a difference.
And they're giving up their childhood to make a difference because you won't give up your apathy to make
right.
one. So exactly. Now, let's, I got one more to introduce you to. Are you ready? Hopefully yeah. I'm introducing you to some interesting new people that can join your I Want to Be Part of Their fan club. I know it's true for me. Autumn Pelletier, Chief Water Commissioner for at Anishinaabe Nation. Anishinaabe Nation, I think, is a Native American tribe. Clean Water Advocate for media and all other inquiries. Autumn Pelletier is an internationally recognized Canadian water activist. She is also a member of the Wikiwongkong First Nation. Yeah, we know I mispronounced that one. W-I-K. W-I-K. W-E-M-I-K-O-N-G. I think I can get to Kong, but probably that's not how it's Wikiwongkong. First Nation. You may all laugh now. I'm okay with it. First Nation and has been fighting for water rights since she was 8 years old. The Anishinaabe teen, who is now 15, was inspired by her great aunt, Josephine Mendimian, who passionately advocated for the protection of the Great Lakes until her death earlier this year. Autumn has taken over her late aunt's role as water commissioner and now represents 40 First Nations communities across Canada. She represents 40 First Nation communities across Canada, and she's 15, Lori. She's
15. I know. Isn't it amazing?
No one should have to worry if the water is clean or if they will run out of water, Autumn said during her speech to the UN General Assembly in 2018. No child should grow up not knowing what clean water is or never know what running water is.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. That's, and anyone who thinks differently than that really needs to do some self-reflecting and look at their lives, because there are some powerful people that don't believe that everybody should have access to water. And why don't they do that? Because it doesn't make them money.
Yeah.
Like, water is not a man-made thing. Water is from spirit. Water is created from the earth and the sky and the Amazon, which their selfish people are trying to burn down.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's for every living being on this planet. And nobody should ever – I mean, Flint, those people in Flint – now, I know that the court said they couldn't be held criminally liable. No, they should have all gone to jail. They got the money to fix this problem. They've known about it. And this young girl, 15, representing all those nations, because she gets it. They all – why can't the powers that be, you know, with the money get it? Sorry,
wow.
I get very emotional about all of this. I just – oh.
So, I am going to let you know, I found the address that she did last year to the UN. I have put that on the timeline and a couple of interviews with her. And so all of those links and all of these things are now easy peasy to get.
Yes.
All you have to do is go to facebook.com, My Dr. Kevin. I'd like it if you'd like the page, but at this point, you don't have to like the page. I just want you to come to the page. I'd love you to like the page, but you don't have to like the page. You can just come to this page. And you can watch these talks. You can see what these very impressive women. I've made it easy for you. You don't even have to search anything. You don't have to search a damn thing. All you have to do is come to my page. Two of the things look identical. But they were listed as separate. So you're going to look at two and say, well, I watch one, I don't need to watch the other. I have not had a chance to watch all of these yet. But what I will say is that watch both. Won't hurt you to watch both.
Watch them all. And if this doesn't move you, there's got to be something seriously wrong with you. I mean, you've made it so easy now. People can't just say, well, I couldn't find it. Because, no, you put it right there for them. It, you know, the excuses be damned. Throw them out the window. Come on, people. We need to embrace these wonderful, amazing children. And they're not just talking to talk. They have facts. They have verifiable information. So come on, get on board. Save our lives.
Well, and that's just it. We might have up and we're going to be back. And I found something that I think is kind of very interesting and sounds kind of like something I would want to watch, and I'm going to. Right back on here on the Dr. Kevin Show when we get back after this break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay.
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of this week's Dr. Kevin Show. I have with me my Web of Light co-host, Lori Powers Otto, author of Mother Earth, We Can Save Her. You can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, click on the link there to get her book. You can also see more so than any show I have done in 14 years over a variety of stations and places. If you have ever heard that Dr. Kevin gets around, the Dr. Kevin Show gets around. Well, so does Dr. Kevin. I have posted more videos, more things than I have ever posted to get people to get this information out about what these young women, starting with Greta Thunberg and then moving on to Isaiah Bastida, moving on to Maria Kopeny, and then moving on to Autumn Pelletier. Each and every one is fighting for the planet. Each and every one is fighting for future generations, like that Native American, that Native American piece that talks about any decision you make, you should think about how it's going to affect the next 7 generations. We currently have people in power that don't even want to see how it will affect the next 7 minutes. It's all about them, their greed, their friends, their power, just their power. And that, you know, let alone the next 7 generations. I want to go back to Greta because there is another interview I found and that I posted it. I just posted it on the last break. I tried to listen to a couple of minutes of it. It was a 5-minute interview, so I didn't get to all of it. But in it, and I didn't get to the part where she discusses it, but the title of it is Greta Thunberg on the Gift of Asperger's in Fighting the Climate Control Issue, where she directly talks about how her Asperger has been a gift. So those people that want to try to dismiss what she's saying because it is uncomfortable or unprofitable, or it shows them for the monsters that they are by calling her mentally ill, they need to watch this interview and then they need to go back and get a lesson in humanity as far as I'm concerned, because they're flunking their current one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sadly, they won't, because they are cowards. They're too cowardly to even entertain someone, who is better than them.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I think that you can, I think that that's one way to say it. That's a nice way to say it. I kind of like the term self-absorbed. Bleepity bleep. Though I'm not sure own times, if I had said the word, would have bleeped me out.
right?
I know the people of own times, and they agree with me. So he is a self-absorbed.
Exactly.
How's that?
Right.
Is that allowable on the air, guys? Am I going to get thrown off? FEC violation. He should be an FEC violation, but that's beside the point. As many of my listeners know, viewers, I think we're back on the TV show, honey. You look marvelous. I've been writing and speaking since the late 90s on ADD as a gift, the gift of ADD, and ADD as a part of the evolutionary process, broadening the band with humanity, not a disease, disability, and that we shouldn't be medicating it. And I just love the fact that she talks about the gift of Asperger's. And the little part of the interview that I heard that I thought was really great, and I'm sure you're going to love this, so I can't wait for your comment, is it's a CBS News interview, and she talks about that one of the questions was when she got off the boat, she said something about shaming some of these people, and they're basically like, you know, like they're asking her, like, you know, do you think, you know, do you think it's right or whatever to shame? And like I said, I just heard a little bit of it because we had to get back on air. But the little bit of a response I heard, it sounded as if it was, she said, the ones who deserve to be shamed. And I thought,
right.
You go, girl. What do you think of that one, Lori?
Well, you know, people have attacked that as, you know, she's a child. She shouldn't be shaming anybody. But no. There's a difference. They're trying to equate it to her being a bully, and she's not. She is calling them out, and she is exactly right. They should be shamed. They should be ashamed. They should repent their sins, for lack of a better phrase, because I'm trying to make sure I say things that you can air. I get very passionate about this, and the things I'd like to say are not appropriate for the public. But she's
correct. We need to shame them. We need them to understand that they're not going to be able to breathe their money. They're not going to be able to eat their money. They're not going to be able to protect themselves from strange and horrific weather occurrences with their money. I know they think they will, but they won't. You know, a fancy house falls down in extreme weather just like any other house.
Yeah,
she's right. They should be ashamed. You know, if they had stepped up, this she could still be a child and not have to be, you know, traveling the world trying to get us all to get our heads out of our tuchuses.
For some reason, I just thought the front cover of Fruit Loops box. when you said that. For those of you who got the joke, again, please feel free to come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. We have a few more minutes on air, so you can call in 202-570-7057. Come in, watch some of these videos, look at some of these things, go buy Lori's book. But watch these videos, share them, put them out.
Yes.
These are four very impressive young women that are literally giving up their childhood because of all of the people that want to live in their childhood that are in power and as adults that think that somehow if they just ignore climate change, it's going to go away. And I have to say, I was one of these people that did have that moment of when that hurricane looked like it was headed for a Trump golf course that I thought, that would be a perfect postcard from Mother Earth, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Not that I wanted to see anybody get hurt, mind you.
Oh, God, no.
No, never want to see anybody get hurt. So I have to ask you this question in our last couple of minutes. Do you think Trump is going to survive the latest scandal? Or do you think we might actually see the backside of him? Just what your thoughts are.
I was discussing this with some people earlier tonight, as a matter of fact. And sadly, I think McConnell and those cronies are going to stretch this out until the election, and he'll be voted out of office, but they'll never hold him accountable.
Oh, well, and there's a whole line of people that want to hold him accountable, waiting to prosecute him if he's not president.
Right. So until he's out of office, he's just, you know, they're just going to keep pushing the envelope. And that angers me, and it should anger everybody, because this is our lives they're screwing with. You know, I mean, this latest thing is just another example
of ultimate abuse of power. Somebody said on a timeline post that I was on something about, a Trump supporter. I was talking about better Trump than socialist. And I said, well, first of all, I'd rather be a social Democrat than under the tyranny of a dictator. I spelled it D-I-C-K, and yes, I can spell dictator. Dictator. then under the tyranny of a dictator, which is what we have now, who thinks that they're above
that's
the law.
What he wants. He wants to be king or whatever.
It's almost as if there's in Trump support, there's a mass hypnosis chant. Anytime Trump does anything wrong, all they can say is, well, what about Hillary? Well, what about Hillary? Well, what about Hillary? I mean, it's almost like you have a skip in a record. Like, they never really defend because they can't. Some of this stuff is completely undefensible. They don't defend it. They won't talk in facts. They skirt around all the issues. All they can do is go, well, what about Hillary? Or Obama did this. It's like, you know, that it's a deflection of a weak argument. It's a deflection.
Exactly.
That approach only says, you know, that he is a narcissistic, self-absorbed piece of whatever, and you like him because he is speaking to some part of you that resents that America in a few years, whites are no longer going to be the majority.
We're not now.
I think that technically the whites are still the majority. I didn't think it had switched yet. Has it switched?
I thought it did. Like 5 years ago, when did they do the last census? I think that's when they said whites are no longer the majority. And that's why they're scared.
Yep. And of course, these are the people that think white supremacy is a good thing.
And how ridiculous is that? I mean, come on. It's just completely ridiculous. Based on what? You're made up this or that? Come on, people. That just shows that you're scared.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Lori Otto, Powers Otto, for coming on. My co-host, Lori, we're going to have to do this again in the near future. We'll pick up another topic and have a go at it. What do you say?
There you go. I love it. Let's do it. And thank you for having me on, Kevin.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.